This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Giants offense for 2024. Again, questions as to whether or not Daniel Jones will be the starter moving forward. They've got Drew Lock back there. I asked the question in Chicago, who else they got? They got Tyson Bagent. Is their backup. So, yeah, not looking great, Tyson Bagent. But Daniel Jones does have at least a guy who has had starts in the NFL in Drew Lock sitting behind him. And that drumbeat for him to start getting some more playing time and just supplant Daniel Jones is getting louder and louder. I'm sure Joe Sheen doesn't want to see that happen. But bottom line is Daniel Jones is certainly on the hot seat. And I'll be very curious to see what happens with New York moving forward. But for the rest of 2024, Giants offense, cooked or no?
Yeah, definitely cooked. We're we're cooking Dang. Here with this right. list. Let me tell you what.
All right.
Here's as of the time we're taping this, so about, yeah. you know, afternoon Eastern time on Monday, we've gotten Brian Daboll saying that when asked about the starting quarterback, this is from Jordan Ronan of ESPN, says he won't say yes if Daniel Jones is still the starting quarterback, only that they're, quote, evaluating things.
Yep.
We've talked about this. When they're evaluating it and they're not saying yes, it means they're going to bench the guy. Also, we've got Schefter, Adam Schefter from ESPN, tweeting out the injury guarantee information. That's another sign in his contract, because obviously if he gets hurt, they're on the hook for a $23 million fully guaranteed next year. If Schefter's tweeting out the injury guarantees, it's time. They're not. I think Jones's time is over.
I mean, that's what they did with Derek Carr in Las Correct. Vegas, talking about all the you know the injury money and all that kind of stuff.
And Russ last year as well in Denver. So we've seen this. There's precedent for this. And yeah, I mean, it's just a tough watch for Daniel Jones, who I think that Daniel Jones is like a functional quarterback when everything around him is perfect. Like you can mm-hmm. run a functional offense with Daniel Jones. The problem is that everything is like nothing's ever perfect in the NFL, you know? And like very often, like you lose Andrew, you can't, Andrew Thomas is a great player. He's an all-pro left tackle. He's one of the best tackles in the league. But like your entire offense and operation can't completely crumble when you lose one guy on the offensive line. That's what's happened here in New York. And it's just ever since Thomas has been out, the entire environment has gone to hell. And a lot of that is because the quarterback can't do anything to adjust. And like you're definitely going to get to a point where you're going to start aggravating some of these young players that want to that you want to grow and develop. Obviously, Malik Nabers, that guy. How have we not gotten like a? Is Malik Nabers on Twitter? Is he on social media? How have we not gotten like? Have we not gotten a cryptic tweet from from Malik
That's
Nabers?
That's right.
Actually,
That's
tell you
right.
what.
Yeah,
I don't need to see cryptic tweet. I watched the film on this guy, and like you could tell he's annoyed. He wears his emotions on the film. I'll tell you that, just from how he's feeling about this whole situation here in this environment. You know, Tyron Tracy, I know he fumbled the game away, but like, he looks like a keeper at running back. For all my mean thoughts about Wan'Dale Robinson and kind of being a hater of Wan'Dale Robinson, like, he's a guy you can credibly play as a role player in your offense, you know? Shoot, even Theo Johnson, the rookie tight end, like, he's given him some moments here. Like, they've got legit young talent. And this is just, I don't think Drew Locke's going to come in here and all of a sudden we're seeing the best case scenarios of all these guys, but it's just, I do think putting Jones aside will just give like a bit of a sigh of relief to this team, because I've never seen a head coach who, you know, doesn't want anything to do with his current situation more than Brian Daboll. You know, that every time they... Okay. It's every time they ask him like something in game, one of the reporters does the sideline interviews with him or coming out of halftime, going into halftime. You could just tell it's like on the tip of his tongue. You know, he wants to say like what's really going on here. We all know what's really going on here. But I just think like it's rough in New York. And, I will say for Daboll's sake, I don't even know if he's the guy to like really be the next person to develop a quarterback there, because I don't think they're doing anything very exciting from a schematic standpoint either. So one of the worst watches on film right now, for sure, is the New York Giants offense.
I feel like I really liked what I saw from Daboll. If I had any takeaway from the Giants offense this year, I think they're just dumbing it down. If I had to guess, I really think they're trying to dumb this thing down. And so just to make Daniel Jones more comfortable, to be honest with you. Yeah. I feels like they're really trying to simplify this thing. I don't, maybe I could be wrong. I don't know. But I'm with you. I think it was a lot more interesting, a lot more creative, a lot more, you know, just dynamic in Daboll's first year. And he did certain things. Obviously, when you have Saquon Barkley, you can do different things as well. But shoot, I mean, listen, you know what? I know they get killed for the Saquon Barkley thing, but that being said, they've actually gotten decent running back production out of Tyrone Tracy and Devin Singletary. You know what I mean? So you really can't point to that and say, well, they have no run game. That's not true. That is not true. They have a run game. I don't know how good it is, but I think it's still, I take that back. I think it is pretty good. I actually think it's a pretty good run game that they've got going on. And I'll also say this about Daboll too. I was always very impressed, actually, with what he was able to design from a run concepts for Saquon Barkley as well. So I think this just kind of sort of continues that, to be honest with you. So, yeah. By the way, going back, you said, is this dude on Twitter? Yes, he is. His handle is YGuard13. Which is cool. And he has not posted anything since September 1st of this year. He's not active on the Twitter machine. Something tells me he's much more active probably like on a burner account on like Instagram or something, if I had to guess, but not on Twitter. Not on Twitter, if I had to guess.
Yeah, good on you. Good on you, Malik Nabers. Probably for the best.
I think so.
Like I think that there were times this year where there's times this year basically where every rookie wide receiver that was super productive got a little bit overrated. Like I think Malik Nabers got a little bit overrated at one point. I think Brian Thomas got a little bit overrated at one point because people are just so reactionary to rookies, both on the positive and negative spectrum. And people just live and die by fantasy production and things like that. When that doesn't really tell you the whole story, because that's kind of where I'm at with this Giants offense. And you could totally be right that Brian Daboll we've seen him with Josh Allen and like produce some great offenses, you know, and maybe Brian Daboll just is an offensive coordinator and that's what he should do. Like he should just be an offensive coordinator and not get his, you know, fingers into everything at this point. Maybe that's just his future. And maybe that isn't as the Giants head coach, but you could be right that maybe Daboll's frustration and why I kind of see him always as this like guy that's about to snap during the games is because like they gave him credit during the sideline during the broadcast of one of the sideline reporters for NFL Network said, you know, yeah, he after the interception or after the sack on the flea flicker, you know, which one of those plays, one of those stupid things, he went over to Daniel Jones on the sideline and gave him a fist bump and told him to keep going, and then they show Brian Daboll on the on the game broadcast.
Yeah.
And he's like rolling his eyes and shaking his head. And it's like, all right, well, everything he just did there negated whatever little fist bump he gave Daniel Jones, because you could tell he's fuming. And this has been happening dating back to last year after they signed him to a monster contract. So maybe all of that is, maybe he's so pissed because he's like, I could be doing so much more. Idiots on podcasts are going to slam my offense. And the only reason that my offense looks this way is because I gotta give this guy the cookie cutter system. Maybe it's all because of that. But, you know, even in the beginning of this year when Malik Nabers is going off, I'm like, they're not really doing anything cool from an offensive perspective. They're just like finding different ways to feed one guy the football. Right. And congratulations, you still score like 18 points. So I just think that, and that's not really a Malik Nabers issue. It's just they don't really have a lot of counter punches. So it's a tough situation in New York. And I do think we'll get to a situation where they need to just clean slate here and try to get somebody in here that can develop the really good young talent that they do have on the roster.
Weeks 2 through 4, Malik Nabers was absolutely unstoppable. I mean, he had two different games where he had over 115 yards. He had, you know, 3 touchdowns in those 3 games and was just being heavily targeted over and over and over again, and was obviously producing huge numbers. And he just has not had much success over the last month. His last 4 games played, he has not cracked even 7. So 71 yards is his, you know, high for the week over the last 4 weeks. So and obviously no touchdowns in that time period as well. So I don't know, man. It's been
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's been an up and down season for the rookie, and he's certainly flashed, and I can understand why people are excited, and I think he has shown a lot of promise for sure. Now, can they just get this quarterback situation kind of sort of settled? I think they've tried their best, as Matt has mentioned. I think they've tried their best, but man, this is not good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.